Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome today to Psalms of Hope. I was reading in Psalm 6, and it reminded me of how often I need to pray like David. I found David talked to God like he was feeling that day. You know, sometimes I don't want to tell God how I really feel. And when I think of that, I have to laugh. God already knows how I feel, so I may as well tell him. Yes, when we get angry, the best thing we can do is go to God like David did in Psalm 6 when he prayed, "O Lord, do not rebuke me. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak." Yes, sometimes we all need God's mercy, don't we? You know, one day I wondered how else David began his prayers, and I found he was simply honest in how he felt at that particular time. Let me read some more of the beginnings of his prayers, and hopefully it will help you to know that you can tell God how you feel also. In Psalm 10, verse 1, he prayed, "Why do you stand afar off, O Lord?" Have you felt like that sometimes? Well, you're in good company with King David. And in Psalm 54, David prayed, "Hear my prayer, O God, listen to me." And in Psalm 55, he again prayed, "Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my cry for help. Please listen and answer me, for I am overwhelmed by my troubles." Oh yes, like you, I'm often like David. God, help me. Listen to me. God, where are you? Don't ignore me. On and on. Yes, like David, we can go to God and be honest in our prayers. Tell God what's on our mind. And yes, we need to approach him with reverence because he is God, but we don't have to be afraid to tell him what we're feeling and that we need his help. Well, in this next segment, I'll tell you how David ended his prayer in Psalm 55. I know you'll want to hear it. And when we don't know where to turn, there's a wonderful song based on scripture that says we can call on the Lord. Here is the praise and worship group singing, "I will call upon the Lord."
Be the rock and let the God of my salvation be.
Yes, it's a blessing to call upon the Lord who loves us and is worthy of our praise. Well, in this program, I'm sharing some of the Psalms of David and how he often asked for mercy and help from the Lord. Although we're not told all of the events in David's life that prompted him to call on God to help him, to cry for mercy, well, sometimes, like in Psalm 55, he just says he has lots of enemies. And these days, a big enemy for us, no matter where we live in the world, is COVID-19. And so, like David, we can say in this verse, "Fear and trembling overwhelm me, and I can't stop shaking. Oh, that I had the wings like a dove, that I would fly away and rest." Well, at times you probably felt like that too. "I'm so fearful. I'm trembling. Let me out of here. Nothing I say or do makes it right. I just want to fly away." Well, thankfully, that's not where David ends writing the psalm. In fact, he says things are falling apart around him. He's lost his friends. But then further on, he writes, "But I will call upon the Lord, and he will rescue me." Yes, like David in the previous song says, even when things are going wrong, we can call upon the Lord and he will rescue us. You know, in spite of our circumstances, like David, we too can trust in the Lord. Truly, God is a God whose faithfulness bridges all of life's hard seasons. So no matter what we're going through, we can trust him. And near the end of chapter 55, David encourages us these thousands of years later when he writes in verse 22, "Give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. He cares for you. I am trusting you, O God, to save me." Well, there's an incredible song that expresses how much God loves us and cares for us. Its title is "Because of the Blood." You know, many pastors today don't seem to mention the blood of Jesus anymore. But it is because of the blood Jesus shed on the cross and his resurrection that we're set free to have eternal life. Now here are a few of the lyrics. "Because of the blood, I found peace in my storm. His love has touched my heart like no one else can. My soul has been set free by the blood of the Lamb." Now here's Carol Roberson singing for you, "Because of the Blood."
When my soul cried out for help, he was there. When my heart was broken beyond repair, when my world came crashing in and my life was filled with sin, he was there for me every step of the way. Because of the blood, I found peace in the storm. When I see the cross, I find strength when I'm worn. His love has touched my heart like no one else can. My soul has been set free by the blood of the Lamb. Eyes that once were blind, they now can see. The chains have been broken, I've been set free. And it's because Jesus died and his blood has been applied, I can live my life and never be afraid. Because of the blood, I found peace in the storm. When I see the cross, I find strength when I'm worn. His love has touched my heart like no one else can. My soul has been set free by the blood of the Lamb. Because of the blood, I found peace in the storm. When I see the cross, I find strength when I'm worn. His love has touched my heart like no one else can. My soul has been set free by the blood of the Lamb. My soul has been set free by the blood of the Lamb.
Oh yes, because of the blood Jesus shed on the cross, we have been set free if we have Jesus in our heart. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And today I'm looking at some of the Psalms that King David wrote, which these thousands of years later brings to us the awareness of God's love for us. You know, some months ago we went to Washington, D.C. to attend a Christian conference. Our hotel was right in the center of town near the convention center and where our meetings were going to be held. Well, that night, after a long day of flying, we were preparing for bed and we could hear the fire engine sirens, taxis honking, sound of cars screeching to a halt at the light outside our hotel, and all of it to the constant hum of hundreds of car motors. Well, having lived in cities, I remember that often it seemed there was just too much noise and too many people around me. In the midst of my pressure-filled days, I craved peace and quiet. Well, Randy and I talked about the difference between living in a big city and the noise level versus where we live in Utah. Our city's rather small, and we live in an outlying district where only an occasional car breaks the silence of the night. More likely, it's the sound of the frogs on the creek across the road. Or sometimes the howl of a coyote that breaks the stillness of the night. Well, from the Bible, we know that thousands of years ago, David lived when he was younger, out among the sheep, in the hills near Jerusalem. Yet he also lived in the palace in Jerusalem. And whether he was in the solitude of the hills or the city of Jerusalem with all its noise, he wrote in Psalm 4:8, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe." Yes, no matter where we live, we can trust God's mercy and protection, and we can lie down in peace when we ask God to watch over us. Well, Gary McSpadden sings a song about the wonderful peace that we can have because of the Lord in our lives. Here he is singing for you, "Peace in the Valley."
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Well, the morning is bright, and the land is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. Oh yes, well there will be peace in the valley. Oh, peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Shall be led by the child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Well, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. Yes, there will be peace in the valley. Well, there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, my Lord, and no trouble I'll see. Yes, there will be peace in the valley for me.
Oh, what a wonderful promise. We can have peace, God's peace in our life, no matter what's happening. Well, on this program, I'm sharing a few verses from the many Psalms that King David wrote thousands of years ago when he was king and lived in Jerusalem. I had to chuckle when I read in Psalm 4:6, it says, "Who will show us any good?" Well, these words from David seem to describe our world today, doesn't it? Most of the time, only crime, accidents, negative political stories, and famous people behaving badly makes our TV news. And if we're not careful, our thoughts and conversation will begin to reflect the negativity of the news, and we'll sound like David, who will show us any good? Well, yet in the middle of David's problems, when he was running and hiding in caves from his enemies, in the very next verse, David prayed, "Let your face smile on us, Lord. You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine." David isn't saying, "I'll have joy when God defeats my enemies, when everything's going my way, when I'm healthy, when I'm wealthy." No, he simply says, "You have given me greater joy than those with abundant harvests and new wine." Or, as we might say today, when all of our bills are paid, when our children or grandchildren are healthy, when all is going right in our world, then we'll have joy. No, David says God's joy is better than that, and we can have it now in spite of our circumstances. Well, there's a wonderful song that tells us how to live, even though our circumstances may be difficult. The song says, "Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you will see others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee." Yes, that man is Jesus, isn't it? Now here's Vern Jackson singing, "Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee."
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. My mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. When I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm the closest to heaven. Daddy lived his life with 10 kids and a wife. Well, you do what you gotta do. But he taught me enough about it, what it takes to get me through. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
deliberately by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into that holy book, I want to tremble when I read about the part where the carpenter cleared the temple. Both the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what I profess to be. And it causes me pain to know I'm not the man that I should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Oh, what an assurance we have. Truly we can put our hand in the hand of Jesus to help us. He'll be our helper. He will be our shield, our comforter, our Lord, our Savior. You know, I remember being in a museum in Europe some years ago, and we saw shields of all kinds, even shields from the Middle Ages made of wood. But the one that intrigued me the most was a shield that was made almost like a half circle. The guide explained that this was a new design for that time, and it was designed to protect the head of the soldier from spears that might come from the side. And by wrapping the shield part way around his head, it gave him more protection. Well, I think the shield of the Lord is his word, which will protect our mind from fear and anger and frustration. If we daily read the Bible, we will experience the protection that we can have from the Word. If you don't know where to start, well, a good place is always the Psalms. You'll find that King David had many of the same problems you do, but he always turned to the Lord for help. And yes, we can trust God and depend on His promises. The Bible will encourage you and remind you that God is worthy of your trust. Psalm 90, verse 1 says, Lord, through all generations, you have been our home. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth, from beginning to end, you are God. Oh, yes, He is a God we can trust. And if you don't believe that God really loves you, a good place for you to read is this Gospel of John. There, Jesus is very clear that you're special to Him, and that He loves you very much. Read the book of John, and I know you'll be encouraged as you read when Jesus Himself says He loves you, will never leave you or forsake you. Well, our time together is over, and I hope you'll email or write today. I would also love it if you'd go to my ministry page on Facebook, leave me a message, and pass it on to your friends. I'm posting often with pictures. The announcer will give you the information at the end. And if this program's been a blessing to you, will you send along a gift so we can keep sending out the message of God's love to you and your friends on your station and around the world? And remember, no matter what you've done, where you've been, where you live, what you've been through, God loves you. And it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.